Well, I'd like to have a guest from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here, the Tranny 55 hot seat. We are joined on the line right now by Marie Renault, the NDP critic for Community and Social Services, and the MLA for St. Albert. I guess, first of all, Marie, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, maybe we wanted to talk about today, of course, inflation and affordability have been big issues for a lot of people around the province recently, and that's had a particular effect on those who have to rely on AISH, the Assured Income for the Severely Handicapped, and there's been a lot of concerns raised about that recently. Why don't you take us through what's all happening there?
Sure. So in the last year, the Notley government, we actually brought in some legislation that tied benefits to inflation. So one of those benefits being assured income for severely handicapped. We also did that with income support and for seniors benefits. And, you know, at the time, all UCP members supported it, had lots to say. It's all on the record. And it passed, and indexing would have been terrific. I mean, it wasn't, you know, a huge increase for people, but it would continue to keep people's heads above water. One of the first things UCP did was bring in their own legislation to get rid of the indexation, so they uncoupled benefits from inflation and, you know, basically saying that, you know, people wouldn't find it onerous, wasn't a big deal, and despite the fact that we continue to demonstrate to them the problems with AISH, AISH is below the poverty line. People do struggle on AISH, and then what we've seen in the last year or so is just like record inflation that has made a really difficult situation almost impossible for many people. So people are struggling just basics, even to just buy basic food. People are struggling with transportation costs, with, you know, increases to insurance, and it's just endless. And so we've been asking them to reverse this really awful decision that they made in 2019 and re-index these benefits.
And of course, a lot of people that are on AISH usually have some sort of a disability that affects them not being able to work a regular job, so they kind of have to rely on this AISH to sort of get by. But as you've mentioned, you know, with because of the cuts, if you will, that has made things very tough for a lot of people. What are some of the things that you've heard from people who've had a hard time sort of getting, who are on AISH and have had a kind of hard time getting by with all this stuff recently?
Yeah, you're right. So it is actually quite difficult and very time consuming to get on AISH. So it is difficult. You have to demonstrate the permanence of your disability, your inability to support yourself. So it's a tough process. So people that are on AISH really do rarely, I mean, they just don't have a lot of other sources of income. And so when costs go up, they're having to cut back on other things. So we heard earlier this week from a man who lives in Edmonton. And again, services, there are more services in the big urban areas. So people in rural communities struggle even more, I would say, people that are living in the urban areas. But he was saying just having to cut back, he can't even afford to buy a low-income bus pass in Edmonton, which is about $35. He can only afford 5 bus tickets. And then when he uses 1 bus ticket, he makes sure that he goes and comes back within the 90-minute, you know, turnaround, so he only has to use 1 ticket. That's how tough it is. That is how tight people's budgeting is. I've heard from other people, you know, they're not testing as much, they're diabetic, they're not using as many strips because they have to pay for some things. Same with equipment and supplies like catheter tubes. People just can't afford the copay portion because they're on AISH for these supplies. So it's not just food, rent has gone up, transportation, it's just so many things. So people were struggling before, and now it's a crisis. And we've heard from Food Banks Alberta that just food banks all across the province are seeing just increased need, increased pressure. Even in my home community of St. Albert, we're hearing that they're breaking records, and just the need is palpable, and people are desperate.
Yeah, we've definitely heard some stuff from food banks up in our part of the province as well on that point. And it's also interesting that, you know, we've seen the province recently talk about how they've had these, you know, big, you know, revenues coming in with, you know, oil and all this stuff picking up. But it's, you know, a lot of that's not really making its way to help a lot of the people who really need it here. Do you think that's something that the province should maybe try to, you know, sort of look at there? Do you know, try to get more, I guess, usage from these revenues coming in as a way to sort of help a lot of these people who need it?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, even at the time that they cut, I can't remember how many of them stood up saying, you know, we'll reexamine this, reevaluate it, and things change. We have to do this. Things are tough. You know, at the same time, they're directing $120 million to a war room. But they said we would reevaluate the indexation. Here we are with posting possibly a $13 billion surplus, and it's not time to have that conversation. So I think it is incumbent on any government to take care of, to look after the folks that are entrusted in your care. And these are some of the most vulnerable people in the province. They are struggling. It's hard to even explain the depth of the struggle. I mean, this is tough. It's tough living on age before prices were skyrocketing, and it is like virtually impossible for some people now. So it's, you know, at the end of the day, this is going to impact our future. I mean, this is causing problems. People are, you know, it's going to exacerbate health conditions, all kinds of issues. I mean, it is. I've heard numerous stories of people being on the verge of losing their rental accommodation. They just can't afford it. They have no place to go, so they end up couch surfing. So it's just all of these problems. And it's astounding to me that a government that claims to want to make life better for Albertans just is just uninterested in undoing some of the huge damage they inflicted in 2019 when they have the ability to fix the problem. And it's astounding to me, actually. It just demonstrates how little focus they have on this group of people. And it's tens of thousands of people and their families, many of whom are also supporting dependents, children. And so it's incredibly sad.
As you mentioned earlier, when the NDP was in government, they did have a law put in to ensure that, you know, age benefits kept pace with inflation. You know, how much would a change like that help in this situation?
Oh, it would be huge. I think, you know, had people been receiving that, you know, small increase, like that first year would have been maybe $50 a month. It just helps. It helps just to create a bit of a cushion when prices escalate or if there's a problem. I think it would have made a huge difference, particularly given, you know, what happened or what is happening with inflation. But, you know, again, this is just one more situation or one more example of the UCP doing something they said they wouldn't do. They go ahead and do it. They say, we'll reexamine. We'll do this. They, again, fail to do that. It's just, they're just not trustworthy. I mean, they continue to say things, but you know, they're just not trustworthy, and people are really hurting. They need some help.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Tranny 55 Posse, we'd like to throw in a little personal question, kind of show, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, of course, now we're now kind of near the end of summer. You know, we just kind of got through the day, and you know, a lot of people probably did interesting activities throughout the summertime, maybe checking out some different parts of the province. What about you? What were some interesting spots that you visited during the summer?
Well, I was able to travel a little bit with my daughter, but my daughter got married this year, so she got married in Canmore, so I got to spend some time in Canmore in the mountains, and that was fabulous.
Yeah, that is a good part of the province, so we definitely think you should definitely check out up here one of these days. But anyhow, Marie Renaud, the NDP critic for Community and Social Services, and the MLA for St. Albert, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.